Welcome to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community Radio Show. I'm Julie Ellenbecker, president of Ellenbecker Investment Group. EIG is committed to bringing awareness to organizations in our community. This show highlights local and surrounding area nonprofits to help listeners learn how they can have an impact in our community and is for educational purposes only. We believe that helping the community is always positive and recognize the importance of providing a voice. Every organization highlighted is a qualified 501c3. The opinions and missions expressed on MPC do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellenbecker Investment Group employees and leaders. Please enjoy today's show.
Welcome. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where we highlight people and organizations who are doing great things and making a big impact in our community. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations at Ellenbecker Investment Group. Have you ever been asked what your favorite subject in school was? I've been asked that question a number of times, and without hesitation, I always answered gym and recess. And they would say, that's not a subject. You know, we're talking about an actual educational class. And I would argue that there certainly is much to be learned on the playground, as well as the importance of physical fitness through gym class. But some would agree with that, and some maybe not. But if I had to choose one, it would probably be English class. I enjoyed vocab tests and learning new words. But I know quite a few people that would say that their favorite subject in school was history. Now, I would say that that was my least favorite, at least as a kid anyway. But the older I get, I find history more and more fascinating. And when I travel, I'm so interested in learning the culture and the local history of the place I'm visiting. And it's taken on a new meaning for me as I age. I had the opportunity a while back to visit an organization that I didn't even know existed. And they showcased and told of some of the wonderful local history of our county, and they are our first guest today. Welcome to the show, Nikki Cherno, Executive Director from the Waukesha County Historical Society and Museum. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Why don't we start by you telling us about the history of the Historical Society?
Well, we have been around for a long time, and you're not the only person that has says that, well, we have a Historical Society Museum. We've been around for over 100 years.
Wow.
We started as just a historical society, and I don't want to say just a historical society, because historical societies are important and amazing, but it was formed in 1906 by a group of citizens that were concerned about and wanted to make sure that history was being preserved. The event that really kind of shook them was the destruction of another Native American burial grounds, effigy, that took place on Carroll College. And that really upset several people. And during this time, the State Historical Society was also encouraging local groups to form their own historical societies to have a place, a repository of various papers and records and such. So, again, in 1906, this group of people formed the Historical Society. They would meet four times a year, different locations throughout the county. This is a very big county. But they would do that. They would present papers and have discussions about preserving various landmarks. We have those papers and essays in our archives right now, which are really neat to look at. Then in 1912, the first artifact was donated. It is a gorgeous walnut bookcase and secretary. And that was placed in the library, and it held those papers and other things that the Historical Society started collecting. Museum, though, needed a home. The Historical Society needed a home. And they reached out to various places, and they went to the courthouse on 101 West Main, and they were granted a room. So in 1914, they opened up a little, they had one room in what is called the garden level, and they were open one day a month. Throughout the years, more artifacts and such were collected. We now have 18,000 artifacts at the museum. And then we went from one room to two room to eventually having the entire complex.
Wow. Talk about growth. What would you say is your mission then, your stated mission?
Our official mission is to foster an understanding of the American experience through the stories of Waukesha County. But I also have an elevator speech, and that is that we collect, preserve, and share the stories of Waukesha County.
And I think, you know, I tell people all the time that stories of impact are a great way for people to learn. Absolutely. And so much so when you're talking about history, right? What would you say are the benefits to a county having a historical society like the one that we have?
Historical societies and art and culture institutions are so important to a community. In addition to preserving and sharing that history, it also has an economic impact. Tourism. People come to our museum. I'm going to share one of our more incredible exhibits. People come when they're in the area to Waukesha, to our museum, to see one particular exhibit. And then after they are done, they're going to want to go get lunch, or they might want to stay in the area. So again, tourism. Historical societies contribute to the revitalization of historic areas, and for us, downtown, our downtown. Also, civic engagement. The stories that we collect and share are amazing, and sometimes people don't realize what we really are looking for are everyday stories. We are all making history. We're all part of history. So again, that civic pride of events and support that we give to each other. And again, it's not just the big wigs. It's everybody.
Well, I think most of us are familiar with big museums and the stories that they tell of the birth of nations and the rise of civilization. But what can we learn from smaller museums like ours?
Well, this is what I really love about the Waukesha County Historical Society Museum. We go from that bird's eye historic view to really looking at how events have impacted the lives of the people of Waukesha County. And we also look at some of the people of Waukesha County or some of the groups that have impacted the lives of people throughout the world. One example is our World War I exhibit. We have an exhibit that highlights Artha Clayson. She was a nurse from Waukesha County, and she, through her papers, her photographs, her drawings, her diplomas, her story, we can look at this time just in general. We're looking at how the role of women is changing during this time. After World War I, she remained a nurse. So again, the changing roles of women, and we do this story through the eyes, again, of a woman who lived and was an important part of Waukesha County.
And I think stories like that are so fascinating, you know, to like you said before, the people that, you know, maybe the population is not even aware of her. Now we are, which is wonderful. And I wasn't aware of that. Any other people of interest to highlight, like anyone famous?
Les Paul. Les Paul. And again, as I was referring to earlier, people don't necessarily come here just to see that exhibit. But if they're in the area and they're interested in music, they're interested in music production, in guitars, they make sure they come to see our Les Paul exhibit. Les Paul was an incredible musician and innovator. His contributions to music and technology have made a lasting impact in the music industry. He's considered one of the most influential musicians and innovators of the 20th century.
Well, one reviewer on your website said the multimedia interactive Les Paul exhibit was something you'd expect in a much larger modern museum. Tell us how that came about and what plans you have to make it even more exciting.
Well, the Les Paul exhibit came about long before I was there, and it was really just listening to the history and how that came about was just such a labor of love. The previous directors were in contact with them. Sue Baker was one of the previous directors, and she became friends with Les Paul. So with a lot of planning and collaboration and support of the community, this really incredible exhibit was developed and put in place. So we tell his story from the time of when he was a child. He was always super curious and would experiment in his mother's living room and took apart everything in her living room.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah. And becoming learning to play harmonica and the guitar, developing the solid body electric guitar, in addition to the incredible innovations of recording music, doing overdubs, doing feedback, all the innovations that he has made, we're still using today.
Okay, so that's definitely something to check out. Are there any new exhibits that are being planned?
Yes, we are in the process of creating a exhibit. It's called the Springs Exhibit, Taking of the Water. Waukesha was known in the late 1800s to very early 1900s as the Saratoga of the West. Our springs, the water, were very, very pure and had different mineral content in it, and people thought that this had great healing property. This was before the Pure Food and Drug Act of 1906, so it's really interesting looking at the brochures and such, because it cured gout and kidney disease and male pattern baldness. It was amazing what these waters were supposed to do. But the waters and the bottling of the water and people wanting to come and drink the waters created a huge resort system for the county. So people would come from all over the nation riding the new trains and coming to Waukesha and staying at some of our grand hotels and resorts.
Well, and I suppose that things frequently change. I mean, this Springs exhibit is something new, but you've got other things that are coming and all the time, right?
We definitely do. We have a little area in the right outside our gift shop we call What is New. And so we have an amazing curator, and he is super busy all the time, putting up either it might be a really interesting collection that just has been donated, or he's digging around. He's like, "Oh, we have a lot of material on the Spanish American War," so probably about every 3 months, that one switches out.
Okay. Well, if you're a music fan or Les Paul fan in particular, it sounds like the Historical Society has some really great things for you to see in that area. What about other areas of history for Waukesha County? Nikki talked a little bit about them, but stay tuned, because after a short commercial break, she's going to share some of the programs and events available to learn more about the rich history in our county. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to EIG, Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Jill Economo, and I'm talking with Nikki Shuro from the Waukesha County Historical Society and Museum. Nikki, before you tell us about the great programs that you have available, I'm curious how do you preserve and protect the local history?
Well, we start with our mission. Everything centers around our mission. So again, we're really focusing on Waukesha County. So that really reflects on our collection. So when somebody wants to donate an artifact or donate something to our archives, our first question is, how does this tell the stories of Waukesha County? And then otherwise, we just start collecting things that just take up, I hate to say it, but take up space. And then if we get a donation that really is reflective of Waukesha County, we may not have the space. We do have limited space. So our taking care of our collection, we have to make sure it's organized, it's accessible, and really strive to take care of any conservation needs. We have an incredible mural from the old stock pavilion that needs conservation done to it. So again, reflecting on those pieces. And the folks that came before us, they did an amazing job of cataloging the collection and storing and organizing it. But we've been around since 1912, and there's been different systems. So we are currently working on updating things in our current database system. So again, that it's organized, it's accessible. Another thing is our archives. Our museum is wonderful. It is such I find it an exciting place, and it's so lovely telling the stories of Waukesha County. But our archives are a gem. They're priceless. The materials that we have in there, you can't replicate. We have 18,000 artifacts. We probably have a million pieces in our archives. So we have things such as biographies and histories of many aspects of Waukesha County. We have military, census, county assistant, court records, naturalization records, obituaries, land and agriculture records, school records. Your permanent record does follow you. The manuscripts are amazing. Diaries, letters, personal and family papers, scrapbooks. Scrapbooks are just one of our favorite things to go through. Maps, marriage records, tax assessments, and such. And we also have an incredible visual image collection. So photos. We have glass negatives. We have the O'Brien collection, the Freeman negatives, films. So that the archives is absolutely amazing. And then we no longer have an official archivist, but we have incredible volunteers who have been with us for many years that support and run the archives. And then collecting and preserving through storytelling. In addition to our exhibits, we also have Landmark Magazine that comes out quarterly. So if you're a member, you get our Landmark Magazine. And those are articles written by people in the community, sometimes staff, sometimes volunteers, again, highlighting stories. And then our Historical Marker program.
Okay. Wow. There's a lot that goes into that whole thing there. I didn't realize. Okay, so now let's get to the programs and the events. Help us to understand what some of them are that you offer.
We really have a wonderful education program, too. And we work with ages from little guys to adults. We have field trips, so schools, generally second grade on up. We have some really exciting different types of field trips that schools can pick from. We have various scout programs. We have adult programs and tours, and then we have a monthly lunch and learn. We meet every month, but January, second Tuesday of the month, and we have a variety of topics. We try to center them around Waukesha, but they're sometimes about the state.
Are these during the day?
They are during the day.
Okay. And you have something called The Night at the Museum. It makes me think of the movie.
Yes. So we also have, I call them community events. They're kind of more once a year or things that we do with the community. In late January, we're part of Museum Week, so we highlight our various things that are going on at the museum. October, we do Grave Tales. In May, we collaborate with the Waukesha Choral Union, who presents a whole series of music based on Waukesha County and some of the exhibits that we have. And we're going to bring back Night at the Museum.
Nice.
So we don't have a dinosaur.
Oh, bummer.
I know. But we do have some other really exciting features.
Yes, people
that will come and talk to you.
There's some really neat things there that people should check out. Unfortunately, you lost government funding in 2015. So how is the work of the museum funded today, and how can individuals and businesses that might be listening help to financially support the work that you do?
I'm glad you asked this question. We are strictly funded through donations, through membership, and grants, and various sponsorship programs. So people can become a member. Individual membership is only $30, and there's different levels of membership. And again, you can, people can sponsor an exhibit. They can sponsor. We have naming rights to galleries. The Waukesha State Bank has the naming rights to our education center and sponsors that. So we appreciate all of those pieces.
Okay. What about volunteers? You know, how can people get involved from a volunteer standpoint and other ways?
There are many ways to get involved. We have a variety of volunteer positions. People can be greeters. When people come into the museum, welcome them, get them oriented. We have volunteers in the research center. And some volunteers, they may have a particular talent. We have a gentleman who is a videographer. And so he comes in and creates these incredible videos for the museum and some of our programs. So again, if you have a special interest or a special talent, we have some folks that help with marketing. So again, there's lots of opportunities for volunteers at the museum.
And serving on the board would be another option, right?
Absolutely. We have a wonderful board, and we're always looking for new people to be on the board. So again, we're looking for somebody, a lawyer, or somebody with development and marketing. So. You know, any support with that, and people that are interested in history and the community, being that community connection is so important.
Okay, well, tell us then how our listening audience can get to you. What's the best way to reach out and get information?
You can go to our website. It's WaukeshaCountyMuseum.org. You can email director@wchsm.org. That will come to me. You can follow us on Instagram, Waukesha Museum, Facebook, just Waukesha County Historical Society, or they can give us a call.
Or better yet, stop by and
Please.
See all the great things that are going on
Please
over there.
Please stop by.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you, Nikki Shiro, from the Executive Director from the Waukesha County Historical Society and Museum. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Well, our next guest supports the Historical Society and Museum through her work as president and CEO of a local nonprofit. And we're going to hear from her in our next segment. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back after a short commercial break.
Thanks for tuning in. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Julie Conimo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Milwaukee's philanthropic community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations. And my next guest today is Melissa Baxter, President and CEO of the Waukesha County Community Foundation. Welcome to the show today, Melissa.
Thank you, Jill.
So you support the Waukesha County Historical Society and Museum through your work at the Waukesha County Community Foundation. Can you explain, first of all, what a community foundation is specifically and how they differ from other nonprofit organizations?
Yes. So a community foundation is very special. The first one was created back in 1914 in Cleveland. There are now more than 900 community foundations in the U.S., and they all have certain things in common. So every single one is a 501c3 nonprofit. We have an independent, non-sectarian governing body. We are publicly supported by many unrelated donors. So that is a differentiator from like family foundations who are supported by one family or a small group. Our goal is to build permanent endowment funds into a pooled endowment. And then we support broad-based charitable interests. And then my two favorites, we benefit the residents of a defined geographic area, in our case, Waukesha County, similar to the museum, and we serve in a leadership role on community issues.
Okay, so tell us how community foundations specifically support, I mean, you yourself are a nonprofit. How do you support other nonprofits in our community?
Yes, so we partner with nonprofits to help our community thrive. We provide grants in two different ways. We provide advised grants, so we have funds that have donor advisors, and they make grants all year long to nonprofits that are important to them, and we facilitate that and provide those connections. And then we also provide, we have a community grants opportunity each year where nonprofits serving Waukesha County can apply to our community grants. And then we also steward approximately 70 agency endowments for nonprofit organizations through Waukesha County and beyond. And an important thing we do is we act as a connector. We connect nonprofit organizations to donors.
Okay, so let's kind of break that down. So one of the ways that you support the nonprofit community is by stewarding these organizational or agency endowments. So can you explain what the benefit is of these endowments?
Absolutely. So an endowment is one of the best ways a nonprofit organization can provide sustainability for their mission and an investment in their future. Our agency endowments range from $10,000 up to a few that are millions of dollars. They provide needed funding for unexpected challenges, new projects, or support for ongoing projects. An endowment also offers nonprofit organizations donors the opportunity to contribute either through a current gift or an estate gift to a long-lasting fund instead of perhaps funding this year's operations or programs. As we learned during the pandemic, we never know what the future may hold, and so having an endowment is a crucial way to be prepared. As an example, the Waukesha County Historical Society and Museum has three agency endowments at the foundation. So one is for general use, and two are for specific projects, including the magazine that Nikki mentioned earlier. So it's just it's a wonderful tool. We love working with our nonprofit organizations on building their endowment.
Okay. Well, another way that you mentioned you support the nonprofits is through providing grants. So can you tell us about that process?
Yeah. So specifically for our community grants, we have an annual cycle. It opens in early July and then has a letter of inquiry that's due on August 1st. We have a grants review committee. It's made up of board members and community members. They carefully review those applications. Last year, we were able to award more than $160,000 in community grants.
Nice.
And we fund broad program areas, so arts and culture, such as the museum, health and human services, education, community development, environment and conservation, historical preservation. There's just many areas that were available. If a nonprofit is interested in applying, they can visit our website at waukeshafoundation.org. To get more information on upcoming opportunities.
And that will walk them through the process?
Correct. And they can always call us, too, or email to find out more information.
Okay. You also said that you connect nonprofits to donors. I understand that the Waukesha County Community Foundation works with many philanthropists through their funds at the foundation. So how do you connect them?
So we connect them in several different ways. Sometimes it is as simple as an email or a personal introduction. You know, we'll meet someone who maybe we learn has an interest in history, and then we will make that connection to Nikki or any other organization that's working in that space. So it's one of my favorite things about the role is we get to be the connectors. Mm. You know, donors want to make a difference, mm-hmm. and we want to help them make that difference. And so when we want to point them to word nonprofits who are doing wonderful work. So sometimes it's as easy as that. Each year we do have an event called Giving Forward. It's in the fall. It's when we announce our community grants. And we always invite three nonprofits to present at that event, again, to give a broader audience exposure to the difference that they're making for Waukesha County.
Mm. Well, I imagine that the connections you make with nonprofits and donors gives you a unique perspective on community needs. Does that give you an opportunity to provide leadership as a whole for the community as a result of these connections?
Yes, and it's something that we take very seriously as we are looking. We, again, are a connector. We're able to share data. We're able to share information. I have been part of the county CHIP process, which is about the health of our county. We convene stakeholders, we make connections, we learn about important issues and pressing issues for the community, and we're often asked to be at the table to represent philanthropy as our community is looking at needs. A few examples of those would be housing specifically. I think we all read the news. We know that it is a difficult issue for our community and for many. And so to bring that voice to the table, I think is important, and to again act as a connector.
Mm, yeah, I love that connection piece. That's what I love to do as well. You know, if you can bring organizations together that have a common mission, and actually some that don't.
Yes.
You know, that you never know how you can work with somebody else or who you know that the other people know, you know, how you can make a connection. That's the fun part. Well, we have to take a quick commercial break right now, but when we come back, Melissa is going to give us some inside scoop on some of their great accomplishments and challenges, because we all have them, as well as future plans. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to EIG, Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations. And I'm talking in our last segment today with Melissa Baxter, President and CEO of the Waukesha County Community Foundation. So, Melissa, you recently celebrated 25 years. Congratulations on that. What accomplishments would you say that you are most proud of?
It's been a great quarter century, and it has been fun to celebrate that. In our first 25 years, we've awarded more than $80 million in grants and scholarships.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's
$80 million.
$80 million.
Impressive. Okay.
And right now our endowment is just around $75 million. So we've had a big impact, and that impact will continue into the future. We've continued to build our capacity for community grants. So we've continued to grow our granting funds so that every year, hopefully that number will continue to go up as we serve the nonprofits of our community. And then we're really proud of our track record of donor-centered philanthropy. We honor our donors' intentions, whether they're giving today or committed to making a future gift through their estate. It's not about us, it's about them, and it's about the impact. We always say we want them to make the difference in the world that they want to make. Mm-hmm. So we're really their partners in that. And then at crucial moments when our community has had urgent needs, as was the case during the COVID pandemic or after the Waukesha Christmas Parade tragedy, the foundation has been a trusted partner in ensuring support for those in need. So at those moments, we've been able to react quickly. We've been able to bring people together and make sure that we have the resources we need to help our neighbors.
Wonderful. Well, what about challenges? I mean, I like to ask this question because we know that that's a very real part of any business, any nonprofit. What are some challenges that you faced, and how have you overcome them?
I think our largest challenge continues to be, and I believe it was a big challenge 25 years before when we were founded, is really communicating that there are real and urgent needs in Waukesha County. There are folks who think, oh, Waukesha County, it's an affluent area. What do you even need to do there? But I can certainly tell you that there are plenty of needs. Housing costs, food security, education, addiction, access to health care, many other issues that impact our community and the people who live here. One of the things administering the parade fund really made me newly aware of is, of course, it was a free family event. So people were there from all walks of life. And there are people in our community who are one incident, and it doesn't have to be a tragedy like that. It can be a car breaking down. That is a real detriment to them continuing to support their family. So I think that's part of it is, yes, there are urgent needs here, and then the role of the foundation in helping support those needs and making those connections we've talked about earlier.
Mm. again, it's we never want to sweep any of the challenges under the rug that any nonprofit deals with. We feel that it's good to get that out in the open, but then to really shine a light on the work that the nonprofits are doing to help with that. And I think what you just described is a great example of that. You know, we have challenges and adversity like any other county. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe our numbers look a little different, but we still have needs and that need to be met. Mm-hmm. And you're an answer to some of those. So thank you. You've been in your role at the foundation now for a few years. What are some things that you've learned during your time as president and CEO?
People care. They care about their neighbors. We see it every day at the foundation. When there's an urgent need, when there are people hurting, the community responds. Sometimes we're involved in that work. Sometimes we're observers of it, right? We see something happens to a nonprofit or to a family, and people respond, and they say, how can we help? I think there's a growing understanding that it takes all of us. So you know, certainly there are people who have more capacity, who can write huge six-figure checks, but really it takes all of us. It takes the $25 donors, the 250,000 donors, to ensure that our community grows, thrives, and provides opportunities for all. So I think there's just an increasing understanding by myself too. It was very moving. It's very moving when people come forward and say, hey, I heard about this in the paper, or I heard about the work this nonprofit is doing, and it really inspired me. And so we get to be those connectors. You know, I always say we have the best job in the world because everyone we work with wants to make our community better. Whether it's the donors or the nonprofits we work with, everyone's working to make our community a better place.
And I would agree with you 100% on that. You know, that's why we do the show. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to make sure that our community is aware of all the great work that is being done by these nonprofits and those that support the nonprofits. You know, some of the nonprofits that come through for an interview are saying, you know, we're a diamond in the rough. We don't want to be. We want to make sure that everybody knows who we are, and we don't want to be a secret. Some say that they wish that they could, that the community would put them out of business, you know, and it's, what do you mean by that? And they said, you know, what we do is challenging work, and we would hope that the community can answer some of these needs so that the services we provide are no longer needed. It's just an interesting perspective, right? What's on the horizon for the foundation?
So our board of directors provides wonderful leadership for the organization. A few years ago, they approved a strategic plan focused on four pillars: growth, impact, promotion, and capacity building. So we're making lots of strides in each area, including adding more funds, focusing on our communication and marketing, building our capacity, including adding members to our team, which now includes 5 people. In the area of impact, we selected a flagship issue of safe and affordable housing. And so we're connecting with the organizations working to address housing issues. We partnered on a study of workforce housing by the Wisconsin Policy Forum, and we're exploring other ways to provide leadership on this crucial issue that affects Waukesha County.
Okay, well, so let's say somebody's listening and they want to get involved with the housing project, or maybe there's, again, some other nonprofit that they want to support. How can they get more information about the foundation, or how can they get involved in the work that you do?
Yeah, so there are many ways to get involved. So if people are interested in creating a fund, we'd love to partner with you. People can also donate to an existing fund, and there is a housing opportunity fund. We have more than 400 funds that range in focus. Donors can contribute to many of them. They can support our community grants that we give out annually. They can donate to support that. They can support one of the many nonprofit endowments, such as the ones that exist for the museum. And then we're also always looking for community-minded volunteers. We have an advisory council. We have several committees. We have a board of directors. If folks are interested in learning more, they can certainly reach out either through our website. They can contact me directly at mbaxter@waukeshafoundation.org and see if there's a fit. We'd love to work with them. And then also helping spread the word, right? As I mentioned, that's one of our biggest challenges. So, you know, follow us on Facebook, on Instagram, on LinkedIn. Stay connected to our work. Share it with others. Be an advocate. We really need all the people, all the nonprofits, all of the folks who are wanting to make Waukesha County a better place to work together and kind of pull together.
Great. Well, as I say, as you said, Melissa, there are a number of ways that people can get involved, but advocacy is such a big thing, you know. So after your interview airs, people can go to our website to listen to it again. And the great thing about that is that they can tell people they know to listen to it. And it's a great way to get the word out about the great work that you do. So Melissa Baxter, President and CEO of Waukesha County Community Foundation, thank you for being here today and for being a guest. I actually want to thank you both, Melissa Baxter and Nikki Shiro from the Waukesha County Historical Society and Museum. Thank you both for sharing all the ways that you and your organizations are making a difference in the community, past, present, and future. I appreciate you participating in our interview today. If you'd like further information about what we talked about, you can reach out directly to Waukesha County Historical Society or the Waukesha County Community Foundation. And if you know of a great organization doing great work in our community that you think would be a great guest for the show, or maybe there's a particular topic or cause that you'd like to learn more about, you can email me at jill@ellenbecker.com to share your thoughts. I encourage you to give some thought to how you can make a difference in some way for someone in our community. You can learn more about people and nonprofit organizations who are doing that by tuning in Sunday mornings at 10 to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community on News Talk 1130. It's available on your radio, your computer, or on your cell phone. You can also visit our website at ellenbecker.com to listen to previously aired shows. You can also listen on demand at Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, or Apple Podcast. Whether you decide to donate, volunteer, or simply advocate for an organization by sharing what you've learned on this show with others, our hope is that you were inspired to make a difference somehow, and that that inspiration will be contagious and others will want to do the same. Sometimes one small decision, or big one, done individually or collectively, can have a domino effect, and now you've started something that has the potential to make massive impact. Do yourself and others a favor by finding a way to be a blessing and give a blessing. Thanks for listening today, and have a great day.